10. Look at 2 Kings chapter 10 for just a one verse of scripture for our text tonight. And I hope you've had a great day and trying to stay warm. And I thought I'd pull out the red sweater vest and go with the heart tie. So just, you know, so many of you, thank you. So many of you this morning were complimenting me on my Valentine heart tie. And I told you, I said, this is the only time of year, really, that it's Sunday is appropriate enough to wear the tie. If you wear it any other time, you kind of get funny looks. Like, why are you wearing that? You know, and so today's the day, you wear the heart tie, and, you know, and it goes well. So maybe 6 years or 5 years from now, next time Sunday's on Valentine's, yeah, we wear it again, so. Oh, goodness, but I hope you've had a good day. It's been a good day. Thank the Lord for it. 2 Kings chapter 10. We find in this chapter, Jehu is bringing about and carrying out the judgment on evil King Ahab and all of his household. Queen Jezebel's crowd still around, and after she was slain in chapter 9, and Jehu carries out getting rid of, according to the word of the Lord, getting rid of all of Ahab's house and so forth. And so that's the context of this. And while he's carrying that out, we come to verse 15 is our text, 2 Kings chapter 10. And just one verse tonight, I want you to stand to honor God's word. 2 Kings chapter 10. Now, it's been this slaughter, been getting rid of all the evil influences in the nation of Judah and the nation of Israel. And verse 15, and this is when Jehu, when he was departed thence, he lighted on Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he saluted him and said to him, now notice this, is thine heart right, as my heart is with thy heart? And Jehonadab answered, says, it is. If it be, give me thine hand. And he gave him his hand, took him up into the chariot. And he said, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. So they made him ride in his chariot. Notice in verse 15 is our text. Question I ask you tonight. Is your heart right? On Valentine's Day, hearts are a big symbol. Talk about sharing our heart and giving our hearts. And question to you tonight. Is your heart right? Let's pray. Lord, we love you. Thank you for your word. Thank you to know the knowledge and faith and trust we have in you that when our life is here, this earth is ended, roses will bloom again on the other side. And we thank you for the hope and assurance we have of that tonight. Pray you help us examine our hearts tonight. And everything we say and do, be honor and glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Psalm 139, once you write this verse down, I'm going to read it to you. Kind of set up the message from this text. Psalmist writes in Psalm 139, verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. When Jehu asked Jehonadab, is your heart right? Jehonadab probably didn't know what to expect. He'd already heard about the great slaughter. He knew that Jehu was wiping out all the house of the evil king Ahab. And this was God's judgment upon Ahab for what he and Jezebel had done to Naboth. And so Jehu is wiping out. So when he comes upon Jehonadab, he asks him a question. Is your heart right? And that's a question that I think we need to examine ourselves tonight, not just on Valentine's Day, but I think every day we need to ask ourselves, is our heart right? Psalmist reminds us that God knows our heart tonight. Now, you can hide things in your heart that nobody else knows. There'll be things that you can think, there'll be thoughts that you have that maybe if you don't share with anybody else, nobody knows. But I'm going to tell you something, God knows. God knows. So tonight as we look at this passage and just take the lesson that we can learn from this verse, just want to share a couple things with you. Number one, we need to make sure our heart is right with God. Is your heart right with God? You know, I know that through the years of being a pastor, I know there are times when people sometimes say what you think that maybe you want them to say. And sometimes some people are not totally honest with you because they don't want to be. But you have to be honest with God because God knows your heart tonight. God knows your heart. Now, there'll be things that this preacher doesn't know about you. By the way, I don't have to know. Don't think that you've got to tell me. Okay? Because I don't have to know. All right? Suits me fine. No, I'm just kidding. But God knows. God knows your heart. And one of the great truths of the Christian life is to know that we can have our heart right with God. When Jehu asked Jehonadab, "Is your heart right?" He also implied a second point of this. Notice this. He asked, "As my heart is with thy heart." So not only, first of all, is your heart right with God, secondly, is your heart right with everyone else? We were discussing tonight in our new members class the importance of protecting the unity of the fellowship of the church. And as members of the church, it is our responsibility to make sure that we guard the unity of this fellowship. And the two things that we've learned in our study that destroys unity is gossip and unforgiveness. And the Bible talks plainly about those two issues. How many churches have been destroyed? How many families have been destroyed through gossip and unforgiveness? And we as a church fellowship must make the decision. We must make the commitment. We will protect this fellowship. We will protect the unity of this church. And we'll put a stop to gossip when we hear it start. We'll not be a participant of gossip. And if there's ever a time that there needs to be forgiveness, either granted or received, we make a commitment that we'll do just that. There'll be times where you'll have to tell somebody that you're sorry. It'll come. Mark it down. In all relationships of any length of time, it'll come. There'll be times where someone will have to come to you and ask for you to forgive them. They have to say they're sorry. And you must grant forgiveness to them. Jesus was very clear on the Sermon on the Mount. Paul was very clear in Colossians of the importance of making sure that we have that relationship intact. When Jehu asked Jehonadab in verse 15, "Is your heart right?" Then he asked, "And is it right with my heart? Is your heart and my heart together in the same place?" I ask you that question tonight. Is there anybody in this fellowship that your heart's not right with? Is there anyone in this fellowship that you can honestly say that you're probably, your heart's not together? You need to get that right. You need to get that settled. It won't get any better by itself. And Jehu wanted to make sure that Jehonadab not only had his heart right, but he also wanted to make sure that his heart was together with his heart. That they were together in their hearts. You know, it's hard enough to serve God in this wicked world we live in. We live in a world that's doing everything they can to bring down the church, bring down the name of Christ, to hinder our influence as Christians in society. We need to stay together as people of God. We need to worship together. We may not always agree on every single little thing, and sometimes things that drive us apart are things that really don't matter. I mean, when it comes to this book, when it comes to the blood, when it comes to the cross, when it comes to Christ, salvation, we've got to agree on those things. But you know, there's some things that is just minor, and they're picky, and they're little things. And we may not necessarily agree on those all the time. You know, it's okay for somebody to pull for a different team than you do. Did y'all know that? You can still be right with God and pull for another team. Did you know that? Some people don't know that. We laugh, but do you realize some people don't know that? Did you know it's okay that if you didn't go to Winter Jam, that wasn't your type of music? That's okay. It's all right if you didn't understand the words. But it's okay. It's all right. Because look what God did in their lives this week. Look what God did in 130,000 people came to know Christ last year and through concerts like that. That's all right. We've got to get to the place where we need to make sure our heart is right with each other. And yes, we're humans. That means we all have an opinion. We all have a preference about something. We need to get to the point where those are not the things that define us. And those are not the things that divide us. But let it be the things that bring us together. You may not always agree on every little thing that everybody does. But I dare you to try to find anybody in your life, anybody in your relationships where you agree with everyone on the same thing. Husbands and wives, can I get an amen on that? I mean, they don't always agree. Isn't it wonderful how God put us together anyway? That's wonderful. We don't always have to have the same opinion. We don't always have to like the same things. I mean, I believe that's the one reason why God allowed remote control to be invented. Thank God for it. You know how many marriages have been saved with the remote control? I mean, you know, watching a television show, I don't like that. We change channel. And then we go back when the commercial's on. And then we can go back. And then thank God for DVR. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, we can record something and watch it later. And then we can watch something else. And it may not be what we want to watch to start with, but if we got it on DVR, we can watch it any blessed time we want to. All right? I mean, we sure can. Isn't it wonderful? It's okay. It's all right. We've got to get to the point where we understand that the most important thing is our heart right? Is your heart right? And if your heart is not right, you need to get it right. You'll be miserable until you do. It'll not get any better on its own. But notice the last thing. He asks him, is his heart right? Is his heart with my heart? And notice when Jehonadab answered, it is. And notice what he did. Notice what Jehu did. Jehu said, then give me your hand. Give him your hand. That was a sign to Jehonadab, first of all, that Jehu wasn't going to kill him. He already knew what was been going on. He didn't want to fall into that. But when he realized that his heart was right with him, they were right with God, they were right with each other, he reaches down out of the chariot and says, give me your hand. And I ask you that tonight. If our hearts are right, then give me your hand. Let's serve God together. Let's work together. Let's worship together. Let's pray for each other. Let's encourage one another. That doesn't mean that we always have to like the same thing. I mean, you know, I can't stand oyster stew. I know some of you worship at the altar of oyster stew this time of year. And that's fine with me. But dear brother, I've got a story to tell you that I won't tell you in public of why I don't like oyster stew. And so I don't want to ruin your oyster stew experience. But it's okay. You can have all the oyster stew in the world. And I'm fine with that. I just say to God be the glory that I don't have to take any of it. I don't like it. I don't like liver. Never found a liver that I enjoy. Mama used to make those things and fry those things up. And I don't care what kind of gravy she used. I don't care what kind of Tabasco sauce it was. There wasn't no way it was going down. And stay. Just wasn't happening. So, I mean, those are just two things. Now, does that mean that I can't fellowship with somebody? No. We went somewhere in the Jewel Club not long ago. We were at a restaurant, and somebody sat down with a plate full of liver. And I think, thank God for that. That it wasn't on my plate. I'm glad they found what they like. That's okay. I don't mind. I didn't get mad and pull it. Well, I'm going to go home. I don't like that. Can't believe they've done that to me. I don't like liver. I didn't get up and leave. Number one, I was driving the bus. I couldn't leave all of them in the restaurant. They wouldn't have no way home. But do you understand that it's okay? But if our heart's right with each other, we can take by the hand and let's say, let's serve God together. You know, God has blessed us in this church by bringing people here. How do I say this? I'm going to quote Barney Fife. There's some people in this church who ain't from around here. They's from somewhere else. Right? And they not from Pelzer. They not even from South Carolina. Listen, brother, they're not even from the South. You know? And you know what? We love them anyway. Thank God for them. I mean, it's going to be pretty soon. They're going to be seeing y'all and ain't just like the rest of us. Just mark her down. It's going to slip out one of these days. It's going to slip out. And they're going to say it just as loud. Boy, we're going to have ourselves a good time. You know. And that's okay. But you know, I thank God that God's brought some of these folks here that's not necessarily from around here. They're from somewhere else. And boy, isn't it wonderful to see how we can join hands together. Serve God. Isn't it wonderful to know that our heart is with their heart? And I said something one day, and I used a phrase that, you know, one of those good old Westminster, Oconee County type phraseology. And they looked at me like, what you talking about, Willis? You know, kind of look on their face, you know. And I had to explain what it meant, you know. And they kind of liked it. I bet pretty soon they'll start saying it themselves. You know, just watch. But I just want to encourage you tonight as a fellowship. Let's don't let things take our hearts away from each other. Let's don't allow things that don't really are not the major things. But notice how he said, give me your hand. And what did he do? He took him up, gave him his hand, and took him up in the chariot and said, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. That should be our attitude with every brother and sister in Christ. Now listen, I got some preacher friends of mine, and we don't always agree on everything. I mean, I was sitting there one day at a restaurant, and he ordered unsweet tea. God help us. I looked at him, and I said, what in the world are you doing? Unsweet tea. I mean, why go to the trouble to make it if you ain't going to sweeten it? You know. I mean, no. But there's some dear brothers who like unsweet tea. To God be the glory for you. Amen. That's all right. But that's okay. But we can take hands and share together, and we can serve God together. We worship together. But you know, there's some people who would let silly things like that keep them apart. Isn't that sad? And we wonder sometimes why we can't get other people to come to church. We wonder sometimes why churches won't grow. Why we can't reach more young people. Why we can't do this. Why we can't. Because sometimes we act like that if you don't agree with everything that we do, if you don't do it like we do, then we can't be together. Listen, folks, there's enough of that in this world that's keeping us apart. We don't need it in the church. So tonight, on this Valentine's Day, is your heart right with God? If it is your heart with the hearts of our brothers and sisters? And if it is, give me your hand. Give me your hand. And let's serve God together. Come up in the chariot. And let's see the zeal of the Lord. Let's make a difference in this community this year. Would you stand with me? Would you stand? We're not going to sing. We're not going to do anything. We won't close just our service. Just give me a hand. Would you do it for me? Just raise it up. Give me a hand. Father, in Jesus' name, we bind our hearts to you. Make sure our heart is right with you tonight. And Lord, when our heart is right with you, Lord, we ask that our heart be with the hearts of our brothers and sisters. And when that's right, Lord, we give them our hand and we serve God together. We love you and we praise you. This I pray in Jesus' name, and all God's people said. Amen. Amen. God bless you.